apply. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police are investigating a shooting at Newton Park Thursday morning. Police say two people went to the hospital with serious injuries. Police haven't said what led up to the shooting. Right now, no arrests have been made. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting near Alabama State University. Police say two people are dead and three others are injured. Police have not made any arrests. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, opened its doors for the first time last night. The school had a ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house for students and parents. Lead Academy is the fourth charter school in Alabama. Right now, 360 students are enrolled. Monday is their first day of school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Montgomery area, helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It was a plane carrying Dale Earnhardt Jr., along with his wife and daughter, ran off the runway and caught fire at a small airport in East Tennessee.
President Trump insisting he had nothing to do with Israel's decision to bar two Democratic congresswomen from entering the country.
I don't encourage or discourage.
Cops in Connecticut ordered the New York Yankees general manager out of the car at gunpoint.
Back off towards the detective.
Jeffrey Epstein case, days after his death by apparent suicide, an autopsy revealing a specific bone in his neck was broken.
So nearly three dozen people in Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin have been hospitalized recently after vaping.
Amazon beginning a new program to keep unsold merchandise out of the garbage. Fulfillment by Amazon Donations will donate products that its third-party sellers were unable or that were returned to sell to charity.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's see, and welcome back, by the way. Final hour of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to Red Top. He's been very patient with us. Red Top, how is the paint world today?
Man, inside.
Good for you.
It's scalding. This feels like Phoenix, Arizona.
It is amazing the difference of Wednesday and today.
Yes, but it's just as hot.
Well, no. I mean, Wednesday, there was not nearly as much humidity in the air. Today, the humidity is coming back, and tomorrow is really supposed to come back.
Oh, yeah. Well, believe me, when it's 100, it's 100.
There you go.
You know, they talked about low humidity in Scottsdale and Phoenix, where it was 123. Guys, it was hot. You didn't give a damn about humidity when it was 123 degrees. It's just hot.
No, I remember that. What was the name of that Pinnacle Peak? We went out and walked up Pinnacle Peak, and you know, we couldn't feel the heat, and we kind of go, we're from the south, we can handle this. Well, by the time I got almost to the top, I was getting dizzy from
Dan, I lived a half a mile from Pinnacle Peak.
Oh, on really?
Dynamite and 113th. That's right by the Four Seasons Resort up there. I climbed Pinnacle Peak with my Russian girlfriend, too. And that's the coolest part of Phoenix.
Yeah, let me tell you, I love Scottsdale. Love Scottsdale.
Yes, it's the home of the hardened Escalade.
It's I tell you something, they've got, I love my time in Arizona, but there are some great restaurants in Scottsdale.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Coyote Grill.
I think that's what, is that the one that's in kind of that little downtown area, the older part?
Well, no, but it's up there off the Pima and off the 101, but it's really good. You probably have been there, you might not have remembered.
My favorite place is Sedona.
Oh,
Sedona is just absolutely magical.
It is. But, you know, the problem with Phoenix and Sedona and all that, it's in the middle of no damn where, and there ain't no good reason to live there. You know, so
yeah,
all 5 million people, I wondered, after a year and a half there, I said, you know, this ain't nowhere for human inhabitants to be. What are all these damn people moving here for?
Yeah, really. It's not for the water.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. And it's so funny because in Phoenix, the water is horrible. Tastes like Florida, all salty. You cross the city, the boundary between Phoenix and Scottsdale. All of a sudden, the water tastes beautiful. It's amazing how much better the water tastes for the millionaires, isn't it?
Yeah, it's yeah. We had a play. We had a timeshare at the what was the name of the place? It was a Sheraton property. It was great. That was a fabulous place.
Beautiful. And sorry we digress, but it looks like, surprising to me, the Democrats are falling apart severely. There's no news about them. No news was reporting. In fact, reporting on the Democrats is probably scary as hell for everybody. And they're going to be in a state of desperation next year, I think, like we've never seen them in.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to agree with you to this extent. Watch the Elizabeth Warren piece. I noticed that they keep playing the exact same video from her from over the last 4 days at her event in Iowa. They're not playing any new video of her. And Joe Biden, they're not doing that either. They kind of, once he did his soapbox thing and did his screw-ups, we haven't seen video of him for days, brand new video. No. And they keep doing where's your voter polls. Where's your voters don't mean squat during a primary and a caucus.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they thought they were going to glorify all these and deify all these Democrats by starting everything so early, and it has really come back to haunt them. There was really nothing to glorify or deify by any means, and all it did was expose their weaknesses and their inconsistency. So it has been a blessing, actually, to this country, what the press has done to shoot itself in the foot.
Well, you wouldn't know about watching the news, I tell you that. The news.
Oh, no, because
ABC, NBC, and CBS, yeah, they're just going to beat this drum. They're going to beat Trump. But the fact that they played the Trump rally and did not show one piece of video of Joe Biden, that spoke volumes to me, and they're in the same town.
That screams bloody murder.
Yeah, and let me tell you, they've got a problem, and they know it. And they're trying to prop them up. And when it gets down to voting time, I want to hear how the media is going to explain this particularly, and there's somebody who kind of I have a lot of respect for who is kind of predicting this. They're watching what they think is going to be the voter turnout in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina to do some comparative numbers of Bernie and Hillary compared to a group of 23 candidates. And they should have a pretty big turnout with 23 candidates, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
And if they don't, they're in deep doo-doo.
Well, they better start eating some bacon and damn sausage, all these lentil heads in the Democratic Party. I ain't going to get no votes in Iowa because there's some big people up there. Big people. I was very small. I married a girl from Iowa when I went up there. Those are the biggest damn people I've ever seen in my life. And we ain't talking about just
what
tall.
Part of Iowa is your, was your spouse
she
from?
She was from Kellogg.
Hello.
And that was real close to the center of the state around Pella. In fact, her her sister was a draftsman for Pella Windows.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, I've driven all over Iowa. I was there.
Yeah, you saw the windmills in Pella.
I was there for a long time. Stayed at the Hotel Fort Des Moines. Lived at the Hotel Fort Des Moines in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, it's kind of like Alabama in a way when you think about how rural it is and you see the capital cities about the size of Montgomery and all that. Of course, with a lot different attitude and a hell of a lot colder, but it's a very rural state, you know. Alabama's so much more high-tech than Iowa. It's ridiculous. They ain't got no space industry or stuff there.
That's true. Maytag.
Alabama's a high-tech place. We need to just face it. This ain't a state of dum-dums. This is a state of rocket scientists.
Well, you look at what's going on in Huntsville, you look at what's going on in Mobile, it's absolutely amazing.
It is. Oh, yeah. This is no joke stuff. So Alabama's got a hell of a lot. And, of course, it's a great state. I've lived in many others. And all you got to do is stay in Arizona about a year and a half, and you're ready to see some damn trees again, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. One of the things that the first trip we ever did there, we came back and everybody commented on the fact that it is so green here.
Yeah.
You don't realize how green Alabama is until you spend a week or so in Arizona.
Yes. And I mean, this desolation goes on for 1,000 miles.
Oh, yeah. We drove from one end of the state to the other. We were based in Scottsdale. We went up to the Grand Canyon, went to Sedona, Grand Canyon, then went to Nogales, and I mean, it was a real treat. It's a very interesting state.
It is very interesting. It's worth the experience and broadening your horizons to go there. That's certainly true.
Yeah, we did Monument Valley. We did the cliff dwellings and the Hogans and the whole thing. It was really something.
Yes. You know, the cliff dwellings would be a great place for the Democratic candidates. We need to send them all over there and just kind of mud them right on in there, guys, and things will be going a little better. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate all you, buddy. New 783.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. How close are we? Let's first play the piece about the shooting at Alabama State. And two people have died. One of them, we now have learned, was an Alabama State University student.
Valid, Mark. We know that Montgomery police got a call around 7:15 this morning of someone being shot near ASU. They got to the scene. They did find one person who was pronounced dead at the scene. This happened on the 800 block of North University Drive. That is just off of ASU's campus and really just yards from the ASU football complex. By the time our news crew got to the scene, a crowd had already gathered around that area. Again, police say that one man was pronounced dead at the scene. Four other men were taken to area hospitals, three with life-threatening injuries, one with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. And just over an hour ago, we have learned that a second person, one of the three with critical injuries taken to the hospital, has died at the hospital. Alabama State University President Quentin Ross issuing a statement tonight to faculty and students, and it reads in part, "University officials are still working with the Montgomery Police Department to determine the details of this incident. Our prayers are with the families and friends of those who were victims in this shooting. This is early in the investigation. So far, we have not received word from NPD as to whether or not any arrests have been made, if they have any suspects that they are looking for, or Val, what led up to the shooting tonight."
All right. Thank you, John.
Now, this is the road that cuts through that used to be Hall Street. That's the road that cuts through. I don't know. Now, they say it wasn't on ASU campus, and I guess what they're assuming, if you're driving down the street, which is L Hall Street for you old timers here, it's the part on the left, there's a wall that's there, and ASU campus proper is there. But I had a client that owned a house that was on the other side, had fixed it up, was renting it out, and ASU came in and condemned it and really ripped him off because he had put a lot of money and his personal energy into fixing up the house to rent it to students. Very nice house. And that's where that big building is. When you're driving down, you go through the speed bumps, that's on the right-hand side. So to me, it's university property. But now let's listen to Clinton Ross, the Alabama State University president, which, by the way, good job on him being selected. He's going to stick around because he's actually an ASU alumni, and has got deep ties to Alabama State. Let's listen into this. We're going to have to be stop and go. We're going to have several people that are going to kind of come in and out of this.
Last night, and my heart is heavy today, because it is difficult to look a parent in their face and express to them the loss of their son that they sent away to go to school. So we have a tragic loss here at Alabama State University. We will continue to offer support to the family, to our students, to our faculty, to our staff. And we here at Alabama State University take extreme precaution and ensure that safety is the priority for all of our students that participate in any events that are sanctioned by this institution. At no time was this incident an ASU function. It was the function of a local business that was located near Alabama State University, not sanctioned by this institution. We have a zero tolerance policy on this campus for weapons. It's reflected in every building on this campus. We practice diligently to implement protocols to ensure the safety of our students here at Alabama State University. And as a parent, I consider all of these students my children, and we would go to any extent to ensure that they are safe. We communicate with our young people to ask them to make sure that they stay in the confines of our institution. Understanding that there are a lot of different things that take place out in the community. But the bigger issue is when you talk about gun control, when you talk about guns in the hands of young people, it brings us into the national dialogue of what are we going to do about gun control. We are here for our young people. We at Alabama State University will continue to follow our protocols. We are here for the family of the victims, and we ask that everyone in the community pray. Pray for a stop to all of the unnecessary violence in our community. Pray for all of our young people as they go through life to better themselves, that they do not encounter such a situation. But again, I want to reemphasize that this tragic incident that took place near Alabama State University was not on Alabama State's campus. It was near our university at a local business. And so we will continue as a university family to protect and put in the necessary protocols to ensure the safety of our students. And we hope that the community will find ways to ensure that guns don't get in the hands of individuals who are not responsible, so that we don't have to face this type of senseless activity in our community.
News Show 93.1, we'll come back to this. We're going to go to a break. Dan Mora Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.
The Dan Mora Show. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.2729228, that's where we are. Let's go back to Quentin Ross, the new president of Alabama State University, giving a very passionate speech about what had happened at ASU, the shooting where one student was killed.
At this time, I'd like to call to the podium our Vice President of Student Affairs, Dr. Davita Haywood.
Thank you, Dr. Ross. I, too, echo the sentiments of our president. Our thoughts and prayers remain with the family today and moving forward. To our students and our parents and their caretakers by extension, please know that our counseling center remains on call and they are available to our faculty and staff as well. Again, too, I want to reiterate that this was not an ASU-approved nor sanctioned event. We have processes in place when student organizations are planning events here on campus that involve a number of offices, including student life, operations and events management, and our ASU Police Department. We too also remind our students to take precautions. We educate our students and parents, and again, their caretakers by extension at new student orientation through our guidebook, in our residence halls, if students see something, they are supposed to say something. And we reiterate that they need to be careful if they venture off campus. That means they need to travel in groups. They need to designate a responsible driver. They need to be cognizant of their surroundings. And again, when something happens, to remove themselves from the scene, get far away and find safety. To my students who may be listening, to our students who are listening, I encourage you to ensure that you have your identification card on you at all times. When you are asked by a law enforcement official to present it, please do so. If you enter the campus after the dusk hours, you will be asked at the checkpoint to provide your ID. Again, the health and well-being of our students are our utmost priority. I ask that all of us remember to be kind to one another. I'd now like to bring up our SGA president, David Whitlow.
On last night, our Hornet family lost a student, a brother to some of us, a very close friend to some of us, due to a senseless act of violence at a nearby event at a local business near our campus. It's a tough time, especially being a leader of our student body, to accept this. But I won't accept is the ongoing senseless act of violence. It's hard to sleep at night knowing that you lost a friend, knowing that someone lost their son, knowing that someone lost their brother. It's hard for each and every one of us. To our students, I'd like to say thank you for keeping the positive energy. Thank you for supporting and loving his family and friends in this time of devastation. I ask that you all still please uphold one another, love one another, give each other a shoulder to cry on, support one another to the very end. To our administration, I thank you all for responding as quickly as you all did, making sure the proper protocol took place. And to the community, I ask, let's find a solution. Let's find a way to put down the guns. Let's find a way to get out the streets. Let's open some more recreational centers for our young black men and women. Let's give them a way out so we won't have to do this over again. Thank you all.
Let's stop there before we go to... This is one of the... It seems that it's kind of summing up as somebody else's fault here and it's society's fault versus somebody being in the wrong place at the wrong time for the wrong reasons, probably.
The person's fault is the guy who shot them.
Yeah.
It's his fault. I'm really tired of this. If you have a personal problem, it's the system. It's society.
We have to open up recreational centers.
Which, you know, I'd be in favor of. But if in the context of what happened...
Well, on Alabama State University campus, there's now recreational centers?
Right. And I highly doubt...
Have you ever been to the student center there? It's one of the nicest student centers I've ever seen in my life.
They're doing a good job building up the campus, but I used to live right in that area. But... Yeah, I don't think a recreational center or a lot of what they're talking about would have stopped. I wonder, the guy who shot the people, who murdered these people, these two young men, what's his story?
Yeah, what was the event? Because once I looked at the video, I kind of see where it is. There is a kind of a business area right across from the stadium.
Yeah.
That's there. And it looks like that's where it was. So shooting, the camera shot like it was shooting from the overpass of the interstate down the street towards Carter Hill Road. But let's go to a break and finish this up. This is interesting, the way they're handling this. We'll be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Rashida Tlaib, one of two Democratic congresswomen banned from entering Israel, declining to accept a waiver to visit family.
Congresswoman Tlaib says she's decided visiting her grandmother in the West Bank under what she calls oppressive conditions stands against everything she believes in. In response, Israel's interior minister tweeted that he approved Tlaib's request to visit on a humanitarian basis as a gesture of goodwill.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. As Kim Jong-un's regime continues conducting missile tests, North Korea is refusing talks with South Korea.
Pyongyang is particularly annoyed about low-key but ongoing joint exercises involving U.S. and South Korea. President Trump has also complained about their cost.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell recovering from surgery. The 77-year-old underwent an operation to repair a fracture in his shoulder sustained when he fell at his Kentucky home earlier this month. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our August heat wave continues, and today and tomorrow, I think we'll be in the upper 90s. The thing is, the humidity levels have dropped off just a little bit from what they were earlier this week. That's good news. Sunshine dominates both days. We should be dry. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. Then on Sunday, the higher humidity levels, the really oppressive stuff, returns again. High temperature in the middle 90s, scattered random afternoon and evening storms around, and by Monday, they'll be back in generous supply. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good evening, fellas. Hey, can you hear me all right? You hear
I can hear you.
Okay, now it went one way. All right. I got to this is one part that I disagree on love with, is the community centers. And I'll tell you why. My grandmama was from Boston. My mama lived there. That's where she went to Robert Lee. I grew up, you know, one foot in the city, one foot in the country, I guess you could say, at some point, you know, early in my life. And I remember the community center when it first opened up over there by where the Mann Center is, you know, Mann Museum, whatever, beside the zoo right now. It used to be a community center right there. And I remember the refrigerator at one time being, full of checked drinks. And, you know, you can get a drink when you wanted it, and there was always something to do, somebody there. And then, you know, all of a sudden the refrigerator, it got where you can only get one drink a day. And then finally the drink just went away. But the kids were still there. The kids were still there every day. All huddled up. But the election done come and gone, you know. They all good intentions. It really was. They pour money in.
Randall, get to the point. Get to the point, Randall.
I'm just saying that community centers is not the worst thing. Montgomery does not need it. That's what rent Montgomery. I'm telling you, you got to get money back in these kids' hands that the mama are taking away from them. They're putting them on checks and getting them where they can't get jobs when they get 18 and 19 because of that. And we got to give them a way to get money back. That's the simplest answer to this whole problem. Is you put money back in these kids' pockets, show them another life.
How do you want to put money back in their pockets?
I start with you had to turn the city school, the Montgomery City, into city schools. You take the city property.
How do you put money back in a kid's pocket?
I'm about to tell you. And you take the city property and you start growing vegetables. You get people like you only need money from the government. I'll say you a share, which might be 3 carrots, a head of lettuce, and I'm going to promise you that. You're going to give me the startup money. We start planting vegetables on the vacant lot, and then we get where we can have grow pods, and we put them inside the vacant building. We grow vegetables year-round.
Oh, are you selling them?
Yes, I'm about to tell you.
Let me tell you, Randall, when you say I'm about to tell you, that's like a month from now.
Okay.
Randall, I got to go, buddy. I got to go. Man, let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Man.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bud.
I got a suggestion as far as getting money back into people's pockets.
Yeah.
Go out there, work your ass off, keep your money.
So work.
Don't give it to the government. Don't give it to the government. But I was just following up on what Randall said.
Okay.
My comments I wanted to say about Dr. Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they were very good until, in my honest opinion, he started talking about gun control at the national level. I understand what he repeatedly said. This was an event off ASU's property. The previous president, I do not remember what her name was, but the one issue that really, forced her out was the ASU enrollment was approximately 1,500 people under budget, which amounted to about an $8 million annual shortfall in revenue. And that was just gutting ASU's economy. And again, I understand why he kept on focusing on, it's not on our property, it's not on our property, it's not on our property. But to then throw, the focus then shifted to gun control on a national level. What would that have to do with gun violence around ASU, Mobile Highway, Coliseum Boulevard, where I live close to, West Ferry, the woods, wherever? How many of these people are actually committing gun violence that never should have been able to get a gun anyway?
Exactly. Let me tell you, to sit there and talk about something without knowing or sharing with what actually happened, it's just, they're just pushing this thing off to somebody else. It's somebody else's fault. It's not their fault.
Absolutely. And since I'm a Second Amendment kind of guy, what if somebody was to take a mindset, well, we just need to, instead of tweaking the Second Amendment, we need to tweak the 13th Amendment or the 14th Amendment, which actually Senator Majority Harry Reid at one time said during the 80s, any country that would allow people to be born on their soil to become automatically citizens is insane. That would lead to the destruction of the nation. The 13th, 14th Amendment, but the 14th Amendment specifically was put in place because to address African-American slaves after the Civil War. What does that have to do with Guatemalans, Hispanics, whatever, coming into the United States and having an anchor baby? But if a Republican, President Trump, Mitch McConnell, whoever, was to take that approach, could you imagine the left in the fake news media in riots? And so I'm really kind of sad that President Ross, again, until he talked about national gun control at a national level, he was really spot on because he was trying to reassure the parents of his students that this was not an ASU issue. It's frustrating. I mean, what do they want to do? They want to take my rights away, your rights away, a female's rights away, everybody's rights away, to make you comfortable.
He's pushing it off on something else. They need to get down to what happened. When we find out what happened, we can talk about the solution then. Until we know what happened, we can't talk about any kind of solutions here.
I agree. Ben Franklin once said, those that desire security over freedom deserve neither. And we really need to re-examine that because, I don't want to give up my freedoms in order to feel secure, because we never will be secure unless you have the ability to defend yourself. You have a blessed day this weekend.
Thanks, bud. You have a great weekend. Let me go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, I'll keep my comment short. Has anyone suggested thug control? Well, that's the problem, and nobody's wanting to talk about it.
Well, our problem is we don't know exactly what happened, but I noticed that they didn't get into the details of what happened, and I can tell you they know.
Well, let's just say Rich is talking about 99.9% of the shootings in Montgomery involve thugs. And if they would do something to control the thugs, get the guns out of their hands, or put them in where they need to be, like prison or wherever they think they need to go, and get them off the streets, problem solved. But you have to go to the root problem. You got these kids out there on the street, and they didn't find any value in getting education, so now they're out of school, and they have no way to make a living. So they're doing drugs, stealing, doing everything.
Well, let's not go too broad brush here. I mean, we are talking about a college student that was killed, another student that was wounded that was there. So we have somebody that has some sense of value of education. The question is, why were they there? Who were the shooters, and who were the people that were being shot, and why?
Well, I'm sorry. I was speaking in general when I was talking about that problem, and I couldn't speak, like you said, we can't speak on the issue outside of ASU because we don't know enough about it.
Right.
But there's a good chance if somebody was shot, might have been some drugs involved.
Or an argument.
Well, yeah, a lot of them think that's the way to solve an argument.
Exactly.
There's no such thing as fist fights anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And anytime you see any of them involved in a fist fight, it's usually three or four of them ganging up on one. They're a bunch of cowards.
Rich, thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Friday.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
Working. You know
there
how
you
it
go.
Goes.
I do.
Hey, just, I didn't get to comment yesterday, and I listen to you every day on a regular basis, but I didn't get to comment yesterday when you were talking about the mayors and who was running for the office, and I think some of this kind of ties all into it, maybe. Do you remember what was going on in Montgomery when Mayor Farmer was elected?
What do you mean? That's a pretty broad statement. What do you mean, what was going on?
Well, the police department was kind of upside down.
Oh, yeah, the Whitehurst thing had happened.
Right, and it kind of, you know, it lost its confidence. It was kind of bobbing, didn't really have a direction to go. And then you had massage parlors popping up in different places around town, which were fronts for prostitution. And I was hired under Mayor Robinson. I remember his speech. And then I remember the difference between Mayor Farmer when he addressed us when he took over. And he said, you're going to be the best police department in the United States. And he instilled pride in us. He instilled an aggressive attitude to go out and enforce the laws. And he said he was going to back us up. And I think whoever the next mayor is going to be, and that's why I was going to ask you, do you see one of those candidates that can grab the bull by the horns and walk in there and have a plan and implement it?
That's a great question. I don't see, if you're trying to model something after Farmer, I do not see a Farmer-type candidate in the group.
I don't either, and that's what concerns me, because I think Montgomery right now needs an Emory Farmer. I think they need to walk in there, point their finger in their face, and say, here, guys, this is what I want. This is what we're going to do. I've got a plan. I know it's going to work, and you're going to implement it.
And let me ask you this. Instead of being a mayor, could somebody be a police chief or the head of public safety that could do that?
Yeah, but I just think that they've got to have that backing of the mayor, and they've got to
know. No. I'm saying that the mayor appoints somebody like that.
Oh, yeah. As long as that person knows that the mayor's going to support them 100%. And, you know, when the storm comes, and it's going to come, because it's going to take some drastic changes then, and you're going to have to get back to some aggressive patrol tactics. And when you do that, you're going to step on some toes.
Do you think we're too light in the police department right now? We're not aggressive enough?
Oh, I know it. I know that. I hear it from the officers.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. They want them to ride around and look pretty. They don't want them to get involved in anything. It's going to create any kind of controversy. And it's like the mayor said, it's like Farmer said, when you get out of that car, you're going to get some mud on your shoes every now and then. And that's just part of police work. But, I mean, Montgomery is at a critical stage right now, and they just might as well, if they put a social worker in there or someone of that type in there as mayor, they just might as well put signs up all over town that were the last law-abiding citizen, turn out the lights before you leave. I mean, I'm just concerned that we're going to get the wrong person in there.
I agree with that.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Let's do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket.
And the winner of the gift basket is... My God, hold on to your smoked Gouda and your red bell peppers. Red Top is the winner.
Red Top? Oh, my goodness.
You're the winner of the Sweet Creek gift basket. Red Top, give us a call.
Red Top, you need to call us so I can get you hooked up, my friend. That's probably it. He's probably sitting on the phone as we call. Nope. Let me go to the break. Coming back. Red Top, you're the winner. Give me a call so I can hook you up. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So did you tell Red Top that we messed up and it really wasn't him? We read the wrong name?
No, I was going to do that on air.
Oh, okay. God. As we get, we're top. I'm sorry this thing got messed up, buddy.
Oh, that's okay. I've won enough times before, I think.
No, you're in, buddy. You're the winner.
You know, you guys could make a guy born on the 13th feel lucky.
There you go. Well, you are. You are, and I tell you what, buy Gouda stock because all the Gouda is about to be consumed here.
Yes, it is. I just got me some good fresh hamburger meat. I'm going to make me one of them smoked Gouda burgers with that red bell pepper. Gosh.
Are you gonna put the Gouda inside the hamburger or on the top of it?
On the top of it.
Okay.
Nice.
It would be good no matter what you did with it.
That is true.
If I don't call Monday, you know, it was so good I died and went to heaven.
I know. That's what happens to you. You OD on Gouda.
Gosh. And the red bell pepper. Luckily, I have the red bell pepper to revive me. It's so scrumptious.
Well, I am sending Reed and Karen your information right now. You should be good to go tomorrow, if that's all right with you.
Yes, sir. And I thank you guys again so much. It's just a pleasure listening to y'all. And golly Moses. And win stuff, too. Life ain't going to get no better.
There you go, my friend. You enjoy. I might bump into you down there.
I hope so. Take care, y'all.
Thanks for your time. Oh, boy. Let's continue on with the Alabama State University press conference. I think they're going to move to another person here to do a little chatting. Or questions, maybe.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the MPD, our ASU police officers, for their quick response to this tragic event. I'd also like to thank my administration, all of our crisis team, for the quick response and reaction to the event that took place on yesterday, working through the protocols that we have set for here at the university. And I appreciate everyone coming together to ensure that the safety of all of the other students here on the campus was taken care of. I'm appreciative of that. And so at this time, I'd like to bring forth our spokesperson, Mr. Ken Mullinex.
Hi, buddy Ken.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President. We received a message from Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange, which he asked us to share with you this morning. It is as follows. Last night's fatal shooting on North University Drive is a tragedy for the victims and their families, and it is troubling for our city as a whole, especially for Alabama State University, which adjoins the scene of this violent encounter. I have spoken this morning with ASU's president, Dr. Quentin Ross, and assured him that the Montgomery Police Department is bringing every needed resource to its investigation. We appreciate the support of ASU's police department as MPD works to discern the circumstances of this shooting and to bring the individual responsible to justice. I would like to thank all of you for coming this morning. This concludes our news conference.
Hi, buddy Ken Mullinex. You hear him on the air every once in a while. I've known him for quite a while. He's my favorite Democrat, as I tell him. But that was a good punctuation at the end from Todd Strange, letter from him.
Yeah.
Right here. So we'll see what happens in the fullness of time here. That's, I want to know who the shooter was. I want to know the circumstances of what happened. And I actually might go drive by there, kind of see what the scene looks like now. In this kind of closing part here, the Philadelphia Police Commissioner is going to kind of talk about the standoff that happened in Philadelphia. This is another one where they're trying to push off the story. Do we have enough time?
Yeah, barely.
Let's just do number one then.
Pennsylvania's governor says he'll announce executive actions on gun control today after a gunman wounded six officers in a shootout in Philadelphia. Police say Maurice Hill had an assault rifle and fired more than 100 shots at officers. The city's police commissioner spoke only with our national correspondent, Jerika Duncan. Jerika, how did the commissioner help end that standoff?
Well, Commissioner Richard Ross told me that he spoke to the suspect multiple times over the course of several hours, and they mainly focused on family. He also had the help of the shooter's lawyer, who encouraged the accused gunman to end the violent battle that could have ended in tragedy.
It was a harrowing experience for me.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross was right in front of the home where the gunman opened fire.
They shooting at the cops!
His officers came under siege for more than 7 hours.
I normally would not be right there with SWAT. I would be in a position of command and overseeing, but the minute you have police officers trapped, it's a different mindset for me.
Around 4:30 p.m. Wednesday, a gunman ambushed officers serving a narcotics warrant and barricaded himself inside. Six officers were shot and two others were trapped in the home. All of them survived.
Now, this is pretty amazing. The guy who was arrested, his attorney called the police chief and is talking to him about trying to help to get this guy and negotiate him out. He's a self-proclaimed, not a negotiator, but he was his client on several times. And that was pretty cool. But the quick draw thing is gun control. This guy had a rap sheet that was a mile long. He had no business having any type of weaponry, much less the level that he had.
Right.
And the fact that this guy was out of jail speaks volumes. I mean, I'm talking about when you look at the list, there were 16 felonies that I saw on the first list. That's pretty bad. I guess we're out of time.
We've got about a minute and a half.
Can I fit that segment in?
When you look at those injuries, someone grazed in the head, someone shot in the hand, someone shot in the leg. What are the chances that six officers walk away from something like this?
I'll just sum it up this way. God is good. He just is.
Commissioner Ross says he spoke to the gunman several times, urging him to surrender.
What did you say to him?
I was trying to appeal to him about his newborn daughter. I talked about my family, my daughter, about what it's like. And I kept telling him that to me, and I mean this, the most important title that I have is dad. And so I just kept talking about that.
Coming out.
Just after midnight, the suspect finally came out with his hands up.
How much firepower did he have? How many guns?
Well, we know he had at least two. We ended up putting in tear gas to flush him out. And so he comes out with one gun on his person. That's bizarre in and of itself.
Do you worry about the amount of access civilians have to guns like the ones you were up against yesterday?
I always do. And I know that in my heart, we can do better in this country.
Police still do not have access to the crime scene because tear gas was used there, so they are not sure if there were other weapons. Hill is facing numerous charges, including attempted murder.
It's so interesting. It seems even the commissioner was affected by this, just watching it.
And I mean,
it's tough.
When you think of the amount of fatalities in Philadelphia during like the 2006-2008 period, it is a miracle that you're not talking about more fatalities. I think that's what the commissioner really wanted to hit home.
Jerry, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show today.
Guys, be good, be safe, be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.